Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Momentarily, we're going to talk with co-chair of the RNC, Laura Trump, checking in to tell us what's happening across all these battleground states. You get in at 855-839-1210. You heard Guy Shiraki. I agree with what he's saying, with what people are telling me out there, what O'Reilly was posting, that there are good Trump signs out there all over the place. But, of course, could be some kind of surge. So what is Larry Krasner up to? Ah, Dan might share this. James O'Keefe, and I didn't go near this yet this morning, posted this video of a Puerto Rican or Latino group get out the vote across the street at one of those early election offices. And one of the election officials allegedly in this saying, if you're a resident of Philadelphia, you can vote even if you're here illegally. Krasner has gone after the filming of that, et cetera, saying it was illegal. Okay, has Krasner been vigilant on everything else? Let's go to Laura Trump. What a day to have her co-chair of the RNC. Laura, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, give us an idea. We're seeing positive signs here in Philadelphia, the suburbs, Laura, and even across Pennsylvania, we've had a lot of check-in. Start wherever you like. What are you watching? What are you seeing now in the battlegrounds?
Yeah, well, listen, I think the early vote numbers have really set us up very well for tonight. We had a big push from the RNC and the Trump campaign this election cycle to turn out the vote early. And what we saw is that, you know, people all across the country and all these battleground states really heard us, and they came out and they voted early. We had historic numbers in the early vote totals for Republicans. Obviously, we got in Bucks County 3 extra days. We got a little extension there for people to vote because they were shutting down some of those voting locations early. And so we're feeling very optimistic. I would say overall what we're seeing in Pennsylvania is that the urban vote is down and the rural vote is up. And that always bodes well for Republicans. We know Republicans traditionally come out big on election day, and we're hoping that that translates to a big win tonight. I'll tell you, our 2 stops in Pennsylvania yesterday felt really good. So we're going to hope for the best.
Any other state you'd like to tell us, because you're right there in the center of this. I'm told that North Carolina may seem blue tonight because those areas in that research corridor, Raleigh and all that stuff, will come in early. These rural counties, because of some of the difficulties, et cetera, might come in later. What can you tell us about North Carolina?
Yeah, well, North Carolina, we outpaced Democrats in the early vote. And I mean, you've never seen that happen before. So I think we are set up very well. But you're right. I think whenever they start reporting, you're probably going to get Mecklenburg County and Wake County to come in early. And those are very blue areas. But then, you know, we really tried very hard to ensure that the folks in the western part of the state, those that were hard hit by Hurricane Helene, had the opportunity to vote. We worked with the governor there. We worked with the North Carolina General Assembly, and we were able to make sure that they put measures in place so that everybody could go vote. And we even saw historic numbers and highs of turnout in those counties that have been really damaged by the hurricane. So we're feeling optimistic. Look, whether we're talking about Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, all the way out to Arizona and Nevada, what we're seeing is that the lines are really long. And I want to make sure everybody understands stay in line. Mm-hmm. Do not get out of line. You will have an opportunity to vote. If you're in line right now, do not get out of line. We even had in Cambria County, there were some machine errors. So we had a court order that we saw today to ensure people could vote there. You have voting open there until 10 p.m. tonight. So do not get out of line.
Here, Laura, and all of our people reported it to Linda Kearns, who's been great here, and they also reported it to your website. We had hospitals, and we're still checking on this, and it really is shocking. Big hospitals here coming over the PA system, they were going to put on the lunch trays these emergency voting things for people that are sick, may have been in there for a while. I was contacted by doctors at the upper level of this hospital, and we're trying to get to the bottom of going to these levels because somebody had to do this in advance to be concocting all this.
Yeah, well, this is what you do whenever you can't win an election fair and square. Mm-hmm. You have to resort to these sorts of methods, which some people, Don, might call cheating. And, you know, I can tell you anything that is of a nefarious nature or illegal in any way, we are identifying at the RNC and we're taking action. Linda Kearns is great. She does an incredible job. I know she is on top of all of this. But this is not the first time that you've seen the Democrats resort to methods like that. And it's really sad because, look, in America, we should feel confident in our electoral process. We have worked very hard at the RNC to reestablish the trust that I think was lost after 2020. Tactics like this do not help, and they do not do any good except to make people feel like their vote doesn't matter. Your vote matters. Your vote counts. We're ensuring it from the RNC, so make sure you get out and vote.
Well, let me take you back, too, because I think it helps to inspire people in the closing time and whatever happens as we wait. I can remember the moment the first time you came on and started talking about mail-in ballot. We had a woman here, Liz Breed-Havey, who was out of Montgomery County, Republican, saying the same thing. And that was bold then. A lot of people didn't have buy-in. They bought in, and you were a large part of influencing that. Mr. Whatley added to this, the election integrity czar, if you will, has added, and you too, hundreds of thousands of people inspired to poll watch, lawyers and the like. And I think just through you, I want to say to listeners, have faith in this. Just look at today, how on top of it they've been here in Philadelphia. And you were a large part of that. When I think of the RNC the last time around, my God, you're right. We didn't have faith. People should now. This is well run.
Well, I appreciate that. We've worked really hard. We have a great team. And you're right. We thought we would put out, you know, a goal of 100,000 people to recruit, to train as poll watchers and poll workers. And we have trained 230,000 people to do these jobs in every battleground state, including Pennsylvania. We have 500 attorneys on the ground who are identifying problems as they creep up and they are dealing with them in the moment. This morning, we had 8 counties in Pennsylvania where our poll watchers were being denied access. Our attorneys on the ground were there and they identified the problem in the moment and they dealt with it in the moment. And we immediately got our poll watchers admitted to, you know, observe in these locations. You have to be a little proactive, unfortunately, whenever people on the other side often resort to dirty tricks. And so we have to outsmart them. And that's what we've been able to do. We've set up the rules of the road with 139 lawsuits in advance of this election cycle. And it really, I think, is paying dividends right now. We need people to understand that we are watching it. Anytime somebody sends me something, and I can tell you, Dom, I'm getting texts all day long. I'm getting tagged in things on X all day long. But we check them out and we make sure that if there is anything problematic there, we are dealing with it and we're handling it because we don't want to wait a day, a week, a month later to deal with these. We need to deal with them now. And that's exactly what we've been doing.
Well, when I got the report about the hospital, all right, I know the two doctors there, et cetera, and the wife was the intermediary because they were busy. She immediately went to the website, reported that, then called me, and that set off a spasm of us. And I was able to hand her over within a matter of mere minutes to the appropriate people. This infrastructure is world class, and that's exactly what's needed in these elections going forward because of some of the difficulties we've seen because of mail-in balloting, et cetera. We're going to have things like this develop. It was almost instantaneous.
Well, that's great. And that's exactly how we designed this program to work. And I think we tested it throughout the course of the primaries. We started implementing it during the early vote period. And this is our Super Bowl today, you know, and our team is ready. They know what to do. They've been trained well, and they are executing on their job as they should be. And look, it's terrible, Dom, that we actually even have to have this. People, you know, should just do the right thing. But until we get back to one day of voting, voter ID across the country, paper ballots and measures put in place by every single state, that means that, you know, we're not going to have illegals voting in election or nefarious activity, then this is what we're going to have to do. And we're really proud of the operation we put together. It is working. And that's why you're seeing us tackle these issues as they creep up and not having to wait on them, you know, next week or tomorrow or even later.
So what is, last question here for this campaign then, what is your stress thing that you're going to do tonight? Just work through it, right? Is that going to relieve the stress?
We have not stopped working. I'm on about an hour of sleep right now. I've been constantly doing media all day long. We want to get out the vote. Look, once we get through today, I think it's a bit of a bittersweet moment for our family. You know, this has been our life for 9 years. We're so honored to be, you know, a part of the greatest political movement in history. And we're so appreciative to everybody who is voting for Donald Trump. This is a man who never needed this job, who has literally put his life on the line, who shows you that you never stop fighting, you never back down, you never give up. It's Donald Trump. And so I couldn't be more honored to be his daughter-in-law, part of this team. And we're feeling really good tonight. So as soon as we're through tonight and we get a big win under our belt, then we will celebrate, but not a second sooner.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. And again, we mean that. I remember the moment. Oh, you were coming on. It was over the weekend. I got news of that. And you wanted to talk about mail-in balloting. And from there, it has worked. The results are phenomenal because of those people. You saw them in Bucks County. They were going to stay there and vote 8 to 10 hours. So Godspeed tonight, and we'll talk soon, hopefully.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. There is Laura Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. And let me take one more on the side question here. Then it'll be time for Dom's Money Melody. Let's go to the great Joe of Exton. How you feeling today, Joe?
Talk about mail-in balloting.
Oh, Joe's usually right there on the spot. Okay, I got him a little out of order here. We'll get Joe here in a moment. Let's do Money Melody then.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
We are playing again. A lot of action on this yesterday for a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue Happy Hour. Sounds like that's something Dan would be at. Available at the bar, enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. Dan?
Dom, today we're celebrating both this day being a birthday for somebody. The silent one is the clue. And also my wife, because this happens to be her favorite band. I'm very embarrassed to admit, Dom, covering a Beatles song today.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that really bad? Yeah, Henry knows who it is.
Fan of a certain movie growing up, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. So, Dom, we want to know who this cover band is. They hail from New Jersey. I'll put that out there as well. Covering the Beatles. Take a listen. Obama in attendance for this, too.
All right. Name that band, and away we go. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, just push pound 12.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then. It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Every day around 2:13 or so. All right, we're looking for the name of the band. Here's the clue.
It's the girl what you wanted to be. She's a baby, can't you see?
Really bad.
This is Maisie. Oh, my God.
Another clue, Dom, I'll throw out there. Our first dance was to this band at our wedding.
I don't remember that. Okay.
I'm really burying myself a hole here.
Oh, yes, it's a lot of shame in this. Let's go to Bob in Cherry Hill on Talk Radio 1210 after all those clues. All right, Bob, afternoon. Happy Election Day. Who's the band?
I have no idea, but I'll take a guess. Is it Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys.
Well, that's a little bit...
The Beastie Boys, no.
Vote early, vote often. Let's go to Megan in Ben Salem. Megan, who's the band?
Bon Jovi?
No.
That's closer.
You want a big clue?
Is it? Yes, go ahead, give us a clue.
It's very big in the mid to late 2000s, Dom. A band of brothers, I'll put it out there.
Band of Brothers. All right, Jack in Washington Township. Jack, who's the band?
The Beatles.
Wow. No, it's a band that's covering this here. So
from New Jersey.
All right, yeah.
All over the Disney Channel. There was a South Park episode about them.
All right.
Security Rings.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Robert in Philly. Robert, who's the band?
I was picking the Beatles also.
Wow, are we going to stump people with this,
Dom? We may have to do this off air then. We got enough on Election Day here. One more, and then call in off air. We'll get a winner. Carlo in South Philly. Hey, Carlo, who's the band?
How you doing? Is it the Mahoney Brothers?
No. Brothers. All right, off air.
There's one more. That's it, Dom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Pete in Audubon. Pete, who's the band?
I was thinking Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, my gosh, no.
All right. Call in there. These guys will hear from somebody, and we'll decide. Yeah, back to election coverage.
My gosh.
All right, that's fine.
I just stumped them with this band. I never thought that would be possible.
We'll get a winner. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Going to be interesting as we start to see the exit polling. We're seeing some of it on Fox. And they're saying that people are citing the economy. They don't mean the economy. They mean inflation, really, as the key issue here. Watch, though, not just the border. Watch how this sleeper issue of transgender nonsense plays itself out here. Okay? I think you're going to see some of that. All right. That's not how Democrats see it. Henry and I yesterday, Dan was busy with something. We played this. I wanted to play it again, though, before we have any kind of finality. This is cut four, Dan. Here's the Houlihan out there in Chester County telling us her regret that Democrats have been unable. She doesn't want to say you're a dummy in Chester County or anywhere if you're not voting for Harris. Why is it they're having such trouble seeing what Biden has done? Here's Houlihan.
Despite all of what you just laid out there, that Donald Trump does seem to have a connection with voters in Pennsylvania. Why?
You know, I think that there still is a feeling among some of the electorate that they have been forgotten, and that they are looking for somebody who sees them in a way that they feel is not around in the environment. And so I feel frustrated because I feel as though somehow all of us have not been able to break through and communicate all of the decent and good things that are happening under Democratic control.
Decency.
With a Democratic White House, and all of the really amazing things that have happened as a consequence of the Biden administration and hopefully of the Harris administration. You know, you stand on a street corner and you're watching people pull the lead pipes out of our communities because they've been there for more than 40 years while we've known they've been hurting our children and our families because of the Biden administration.
So wait, is she suggesting that people are pulling out lead pipes?
Yes, they're taking out
lead
pipes.
She needs to pull out lead pipes.
No, they've done it. You stand on the street corner, you're seeing this.
You're just pulling up lead pipes?
Yes. If people could just be on that street corner out there in Chester County, which they don't have too many street corners, and see it right there with the horses,
Gotham
the horses
City?
Would vote for it. The horses have seen it. That's Houlihan. That's her argument. It is the lamest argument, but what else could they do? Casey tried telling you, we didn't do it. It's corporate America. We've been through that. All of a sudden, corporate America has done it. No, people are not going to forget what they've done to the middle class, how expensive they've made things, almost no matter what, unless you're in the bubble of really rich, it affects everybody. You see it and just say, no, that can't be. We've been through this 1,000 times. They can't run from it. They can't run from the border in swing states like Georgia. And the transgender issue, she didn't even try to run through it. That's the thing. How bad is that inside the Democrat Party?
And Don, I just want to announce, Erica in Center City won the Money Melody by answering with the Jonas Brothers, my wife's favorite band, the Jonas Brothers.
Okay. There you go.
So that's settled. So please stop calling with the answer. We've gotten one.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, what's on the ballot as we chug toward, what is it? I'm looking at 3 hours, 38 minutes to the first polls closing. Here's John Meacham, the stuffed shirt that was the guy who advised Biden. You got to go big, Joe. FDR, LBJ, remember that? They met with him in the beginning. You know, he wasn't seeing himself as a big spender, whatever. Oh, they got him to do it, though. Here's John Meacham telling us what's on the ballot today.
We're on trial. Yeah. Donald Trump is not the only person on the ballot. We are. The American citizenry is on the ballot. And all the lines that come to mind, right? All the steak frites of American patriotic conversation. A republic, if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. The Washington said in the farewell address, a republic cannot endure in the absence of religious and moral principle.
Imagine
it is not just about the.
Imagine again this side now, this stuffed shirt, Meacham. We have Bashlos in the cuts today too, telling us. They have the moral and religious side. In what universe? The decency, this constant Doug Emhoff telling us about what it means to be a man. Walls doing that. A party that rejected because of anti-Semitism and also cowardice to be upstage. Josh Shapiro, thank God. You know, I can hardly wait till we have the win. One of the first things I'm going to say is there. You didn't tag in Josh Shapiro. You lost Pennsylvania. You got a Shapiro sitting there. And on this side, you got Walls. And you choose Walls. It tells you all that you need to know. Thank God they're that demented that that's what they did. And that, to me, is the turning point in Pennsylvania in addition to everything else that's out there. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, ready for the side question. A debate you'd like settled once and for all. On my Twitter. What is it, Joe?
Yes. In the play Hamlet, Hamlet asks, to be or not to be. He's asking, is life worth enduring the pitfalls? Well, we have a perfect example in the person of Donald Trump. Up to now, Trump has been beset with the slings and arrows of life. And with Trump's dogged persistence, he is about to be celebrated with one of the highest honors in life, presidency of the United States.
Thank you, Joe. I thought we were going to hear slings and arrows there. We're going through Shakespeare. Dan is blanching in there. Henry looks like a Shakespeare reader to me. I can
Does
tell
he
you.
With his half mullet?
I bet he could quote at least 15 Shakespeare quotes. That would be
sure,
the test.
I'm sure he can.
We'll do that someday after the election is kind of a celebratory mood. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, remember, tonight our coverage, well, Rich is 3 to 7, but then after that, Rich joins Nick Kale, Jimmy Fallon, Dawn. Their coverage begins, and I take over with Dawn at 9 o'clock. And I've been given the power, Dan. Now, you'll be telling me stuff from the executive couch. I don't know if I'll follow that, though. If you say, no, bail out at 11. And I say, well, look, we got this. Or you say, oh, you got to go for it at 11. You're like Nick Sirianni. You'll have your analytics chart there. What is determinative whether we continue at 11?
Let's run the dilly-dilly.
Yeah,
Philly. Oh my gosh! Yeah, wow, so, marketing campaign really worked on this guy.
Yeah, we'll be ready tonight. I still don't see it now. Rich is coming up, right? from Pittsburgh. I think he sees a more crisp win. And we'll hear from him about that. I think it's going to be close. Every vote counts here. Everybody in line. The whole thing that we've been saying, again, just get over the finish line. It's not much more. Some polls close in 3 hours and 34 minutes. Here they close in about 5 hours and change. It's going to be close. I still think in Pennsylvania, it will be under the margin we had the last time. Good numbers. The mail-in balloting has worked. The people have done it. Not as much as I would like. Last night, Dan, in South Philly, I asked, and I wouldn't say it was a golf clap when I said, how many people have already voted? It wasn't like, but it wasn't, type of stuff. But I think they voted today. We got to do a few percentage points more the next time around. Let's see. Here's a good question we should put up on Twitter. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours?
Well, just wanted to let you know, I voted for Trump. I wasn't struck by lightning, didn't burst into flames, didn't get that congratulatory phone call from Satan or Hitler, so I guess everything's going to be okay.
Exactly. Sounds good, Earl.
But I was going to say, is Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie? But since you already have the Die Hard question, it seems kind of redundant. So my question is, for the poll, should I do a second Christmas album? I mean, I missed the election album, so I figure, you know, plus, depending on who wins, I may have to write some new songs.
No, I think definitely. Come on now. The fans demand it. Not a Christmas album from you. It would be an outrage. There you go. Oh. Got so much material to work on here.
Mamacita. Do you know of Mayor Jim Kenney? Do you know if he spent any days at City Hall this week?
A little outdated, Earl, you're right. It's mostly my fault, I think, there, because you've been wanting to get in the studio for months now, and I've just been busy.
We got to do it. Once the election's over, one more time.
I know Dan's been busy. I mean, with the house and the wife and the dog and all of that, and, you know, taking care of Dom. But I figure, the Epstein Island Christmas song is just dying to be recorded.
Okay. I think you're right.
Thank you, Baker.
I sincerely want to do this, Earl.
Crunching here.
It was so much fun doing the last one.
Hey, I met one of our buddies, Frank, down in South Philly last night, loaded me up with homemade wine and the gravy, not the sauce.
Any gabagool?
So, Frank, it's the gravy you gave me last night, right?
That is correct. That's homemade gravy. The only time you can make it is in August and July.
Why? Because
the plums. Jersey plum tomatoes, that's when they're
white. There you go, it's gravy.
Wait, what's wrong with going to the supermarket and buying some tomatoes from like Purdy's Junction?
That's sauce.
Dan, let me give you a little tip. I was discharged 1975 from the military. I haven't had a can from the supermarket, any kind of can.
Really?
1975. And Dan, if you come down...
You spend 3 hours a day at the Italian market?
Nah. Wait a minute. Dan, we make it here, right here in my basement. It's right here in my house where we make that gravy.
So that great gabagool you gave me last Christmas, is that just hanging down there in the basement?
It's in the oil right now. It preserves in the oil.
Oh.
I got 40 gabagools in the bucket. So in oil.
Clip that. 40 gabagools. We need that.
Dan, if you come down South Philly, if you come down Sunday, I'll give you a little toy. Only if you and Whitmacall, I think, Rich, I don't know. Are you coming down, Dom?
I don't know, Frank. We'll see about your event. But, Frank, your polling place today, big lines?
Yes. This morning when I drove my wife to work, she voted before, and she had to wait in line. It was a nice sized line this morning. And then it tapered off a little bit, and now it's a big line right now. Everybody's going to the polls right now over here at 18th and Bigler at Barry's Playground. That's where my memorial is at over here, where I built my Veterans Memorial here.
Gotcha, Frank. You know. Thank you. Thanks for the gifts last night, too, and it is gravy. All right, Rich Cioli, 40 gabagool.
I think our genuine Italian confirmed that was sauce, Dom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That guy did that trip. That was the only regret on the trip. Sauce. No, it's not. What was his name? Sergio or something, the guy?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right, Rich is in Pittsburgh. Hope to talk with him next about the McCormick. He's at the McCormick headquarters. What are they looking at?
There's also in America a big fight against saying gravy or sauce.
What do you say, Giuseppe?
It's sauce.
It's, that guy wasn't our tour guide. Thank God. That would have been a problem the whole time fighting. Sauce, gravy. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let's talk my friend and dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. Technology and people needed to do the best and most precise dental work. That's what Dr. Bentz tells me every time. Now, I did this, and you'll be hearing some of these. I did a long interview with him last week. It's been a while, just to get his feel so you can actually hear him tell you what the Bentz difference is. And I've talked about the 3D printer, but with the 3D printer comes John. And John is the artisan that both runs the printer and then makes determinations along with Dr. Bentz on your teeth so they fit precisely whenever you have to have that done. And this goes for every level of their work. The biggest two things I see there, yes, the technology, the great staff. Dr. Bentz sits down with you, develops a dental plan with you, and goes over with you what the benefits, simple stuff like the electric toothbrush, the water pick, things that I didn't do over the years, the benefits of it. He's persuasive. And you tell him, hey, look, I can do this, this, and this with this. Here's my plan in my head. And you get a partnership for great dental care. Every time that you talk with him, it's not just you sit down in a chair. No, this is much different. So if you want that care, you want to get that initial evaluation, the care I've been getting for 10 years with Dr. Bentz, it's easy. Make that appointment. Dr. Bentz and the team at the Bentz Dental Group provide solutions. Other dentists send people there all the time for the most complex cases. Call them right now to get that appointment at 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile. 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time, of course, big station event tonight. And let's go to Pittsburgh. That's an odd place to be here at McCormick headquarters with our own Rich Cioli. Hey, Rich, welcome in. What's happening in Pittsburgh?
What's odd about Pittsburgh? They got great gabagool here.
40 gabagool in the basement, said Frank.
They got gabagool, they got Reggiano, they got it all right? They got it all. No, we're setting up here at McCormick headquarters. It's going to be a fun night, a big night. So I'm excited to be here. I don't know. I just felt like taking a five-hour drive across the state. I mean, why not? You know, why not?
What are you looking at, Rich, here? The main thing is in Philadelphia, I can tell you, across the board, the turnout is relatively tepid where Harris would have to score. Not good. And the rural turnout, based upon several reports, is very good for Trump. What are you hearing in Pittsburgh? What are you looking at?
Same thing. I'm hearing the same thing. Rural areas, very long lines. I did see something on Twitter about long lines in Philly, so I'm trying to get confirmation on that. But you're saying you're not hearing that, Dom?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
In neighborhoods like Rittenhouse Square,
okay,
a few of those places. But we're talking about in North Philly. We're talking in West Philly. And we actually have people on the ground that are running the Trump campaign, traveling around there, and Guy Shiraki, too. And they're not seeing it. They didn't see this morning long lines. Not at all.
All right. Good. I'm also hearing there's huge lines in Jersey. Like, my wife waited an hour to vote. And people are sending me messages saying that, well, a buddy of mine who's a county chairman in Monmouth County, which is a very red county, massive turnout, biggest turnout they've seen yet. So that's also really, really good news. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know if we're going to flip Jersey red, but the turnout there is massive. So if it's strong turnout in red towns in Jersey, I would imagine that's going to translate to strong turnout in red towns in PA, which is a good sign for us. I don't know, Dom. They keep saying this race is going to be close. I don't think it's going to be that close, but
no, like you don't. No, I do, Rich. What are you looking at? And you and I were on the air too, so
yeah,
you're changing on this because in 2016, you and I were on the air. We're looking at Trump moving, and we're afraid to say anything or call anything because we would jinx it. These things always backfire with Pennsylvania. You know, Juniata County or so suddenly goes a million for Harris.
Oh, I know. I mean,
why are you seeing a potential, you think, tonight we might know?
I just think whoever wins, whether it's Trump or Harris, I think you're going to win decisively because either there's a lot of turnout of suburban white women who they say are going strong for Harris, or there's a strong turnout for male voters voting today, white white guys turning out to vote today, and then the black vote, the urban vote, it's just not strong enough for the Democrats, and then Trump wins decisively. I just think whoever wins, I think it's not going to be as close as the polls are telling us, because it's all going to come out to this turnout today. The Dems are obviously very down so far from where they were in 2020, and I know everybody's saying they typically vote ahead of time, but based on what I'm hearing in Democrat precincts in Jersey, the turnout there is also very high. It's a lot of female voters. So I don't know, other than I have a sense that we'll know how North Carolina and Georgia goes tonight, Don, when we're all on the air together. I think if those two states go our way, we're good. If they don't go our way, we got a problem. So that's what I'm looking at right now. And I just think everybody who has, if you haven't voted, you got to get out there. Mm-hmm. And the lines are long. And Dom, how much of that, I'll just ask you, I mean, how much of that do you think is deliberate, where people are sending me notes saying they're waiting in line for hours in these heavily Republican areas?
Deliberate, slow walking them again?
Yeah, slow walking them again. People are leaving lines. I'm getting notes about that. People are leaving the line.
We haven't been getting that, thank God, today, Rich, that they voted early in the morning. It was relatively long. I think a lot of them voted early in Bucks County, places like that. What I'm looking for tonight from Kahaley, who really called the race in 2016, he said to look for New Hampshire. If Trump only loses by 2 or 3 points there, that is a really good sign. And others have said if he does decently in Virginia, obviously these are good signs. North Carolina will look blue in the beginning. That's where the vote's coming in, that research corridor. But then the rural counties, which are going to be even slower because of the hurricane, when they come in, don't worry about North Carolina. I don't worry about Georgia. I think they've tightened up there tremendously. Don't see Trump winning, though, Michigan or Wisconsin. I'd be shocked if he does.
Oh, see, I think he wins. I think if he wins Pennsylvania and he wins Michigan, too, I think they're very similar in that. Yeah, I think he wins PA, Michigan and Wisconsin. I think Arizona goes our way. I think Georgia goes our way, too. I'm a little fuzzy on North Carolina, to be honest with you. But that's how I'm feeling in my gut. I'm basing this on nothing other than gut instinct, Dom, because all the polls, I mean, they keep saying how close this is. But if Trump is up by two, and we know how much better he did in 20 and 16 when he was down, and I got to say he's doing better than the polls are even reflecting. So I think he's going to have a good night. I really do. But then again, it's just this variable of, are we looking at, and this is what I said the other day, and people got mad at me, but I just said the silent Kamala voter not being reflected in the polls because suburban women aren't telling people who they're voting for. But look, all we can do is just vote. And when I had Don Trump Jr. on yesterday, he kept saying the same thing. He said, we need the guys to turn out in big numbers. So guys, if you're listening, men, you got to get out there and vote today. You have to do it, even if you got to wait in line 2-3 hours. And he said this morning, he's like, listen, you know, my dad got back to Palm Beach this morning at, I don't know, whatever time it was. He's 80, he's almost 80, and he's doing all these rallies. He's working his mm-hmm. tail off here. So you can wait in line for a couple hours to do your part for a guy who almost, you know, took a bullet for you. So I think that's the message today.
Absolutely, Rich. From 3 to 7, then you're on with Nick, Dawn, and Jimmy Failla, and then continuing through, I think, with Mike Opelka up until 9 o'clock.
And then I'm here if you need me, buddy. I'll be here at McCormick headquarters.
Yeah.
So happy to jump on with you anytime you want me.
We'll get you on 9 o'clock hour before you teeter out there. I mean, it might be celebrating. McCormick, Casey, I think, is going to be very close. How do you see it?
I do, too. And, I was talking to some of his campaign people, and they were just going on about what a workhorse McCormick is. He's actually joining me at 3 o'clock today. So even today, he's doing media interviews. He's not stopping. He's still out there campaigning. If we can't win with a guy like McCormick, Dom, I'm worried about the future of Pennsylvania, because I think he's the ideal candidate. I really do. What do you think?
Yo, absolutely. And I think the Casey magic is finally, Rich. We've been through this so many times. It's finally the ghosts of it are giving way a little bit. They have to. They can't still be alive. They voted for the father who was a great, great Democrat.
He was a great Democrat, and there's nobody left like him, and the party's not like him anymore. They would never allow him to be part of the Democrat Party today because of his stance on abortion. And they never, right? I mean, they didn't let him speak in 92 at the convention. They wouldn't even let him be a Democrat today.
No, absolutely. Well, Rich, have a great night there, and we'll be listening throughout the night and then get you on at 9 o'clock with Dawn and me.
All right, Dom, I'm looking forward to you, pal.
Thanks, Rich.
Gabagool.
40 gabagools to celebrate. Just in the basement. Dan's looking at where are the pierogies, but that's another show. Okay.
That's a fugazi.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich. All right, Rich, coming your way from McCormick headquarters there in Pittsburgh. And then the full cast throughout the night. He'll come on with us at 9 o'clock. I'll be here. And I've been given power to say, do we end at 11 tonight or do we continue?
I want more time!
I still think this is going to be into tomorrow. I think Trump wins, but I think these margins are going to be pretty close, particularly here in Pennsylvania. If Trump wins Michigan, I know the Arab problem she has there, the Gaza, all that stuff. I just think that is a stretch. That and Wisconsin are tough, but they really have honed in on Pennsylvania. All right, coming to your calls, though, be patient. Hit us. What is it? I see a possible winner here. Hit us with a question that you need the answer to here on Judgment Day. We might even put it up on Twitter. We'll see, at Dom Show 1210. Batteries plus bulbs. Mount Laurel, two big stores with Roy. Mount Laurel, Route 73, Northfield on Tilton Road. And Roy is looking for help. The reason he's looking for help is so many people, our listeners, have gone to him with one problem or another. It can be a phone, it can be business wanting solutions, or just all the great deals they have on anything that you would need or you can get, batteries plus bulbs. Now, this is a great, low-pressure, part-time job. Customer service is key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, they can teach you some other things. You need to talk to Roy. And if you're a customer and you'd like to have some person that's going to hear you out about what the issue is. Maybe you don't understand it. Maybe it's something simple. They are going to go all out. You've heard me tell you the stories, bringing things back to life, various technical things that were sentimental to people or serious or photos that nobody else could retrieve. It's all there with one guy, one spot, and a great staff. Batteries plus bulbs, 856-638-0778. Call them now. They'll hear you out. Whatever it is the issue, and they'll find a solution. 856-638-0778. All right, Dom Giordano show. We're going to go to Tom DiBello in a moment. Just didn't want to forget to tell you this, though. This Republican disgrace party in Philadelphia, which can cost us the state and presidency, doesn't even have the Bocozzi guy, young guy, 29 years of age, who I think can win the state Senate seat out of Philadelphia on their handout ballot. Vince, you got to come on the show someday, buddy, but you're a coward. So hide out there in some bar in Northeast Philadelphia. You don't care about the presidency or winning back Philadelphia. Let's go to Tom DiBello, who does care, commissioner out there in Montgomery County, who has arrived at the counting area. Tom, where are you and what's going on?
Well, I'm down at the central processing now. I've been here for about an hour or so, just kind of going through, looking at everything. We're processing about 7,000 ballots an hour. There's a lot of people in here working, so I'm just trying to oversee and watch all the processes and keep walking through as the ballots, the mail-in ballots are being opened and then sorted and then scanned.
Let me interrupt, Tom. Is that an improvement over 2020, 7,000 an hour? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely an improvement than what we saw in 2020. 2020 was a complete mess, as you know.
And Tom, do you have an idea, if you had to guesstimate, how many mail-in ballots still at 7,000 an hour? Like, could they be done by midnight tonight, do you think, potentially?
No, we're looking at about 6, 7 o'clock, maybe tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We're going to be processing about, I think the final estimate that we think we're going to come in at is probably going to be about 170,000 ballots, mail-in ballots. There was a little over 195,000 requested, but we're anticipating about a 80% return or so on that. So we're figuring we're estimating about 175,000 mail-in ballots. So, if we keep this pace up at 7,000 ballots an hour, we'll probably be halfway through by 8 o'clock tonight, I would say. But we'll finish up probably 7, 8 o'clock.
Okay,
tomorrow morning,
Tom. Tom DiBello is the Republican commissioner out there, 2-1 in Montgomery County. And Tom, I'd have to say, That's acceptable. I would speak for listeners, myself and others. If they do it by 6 or 7 a.m., I think that's an acceptable outcome. It won't be like the last time, you know, where people thought all kinds of things are going on. Somewhere in that time range. So in Montgomery County, potentially, we could have the total then, right? Election day and the mail-in ballots, you think, by maybe 7, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're projecting right now. And look, the other plus is that I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna be watching everything. And we agreed that once we started counting ballots this morning at 7 a.m., we're counting all the way through until they're done. We're not stopping in the middle of the night. We have people scheduled throughout the day, throughout the evening, and we're gonna keep going until everyone's counted. But like I said, I'm committed to being here the entire time, because I feel as a county commissioner, that's the job to be here and oversee and make sure the voters know that they have eyes that they can trust are here.
And Tom, we want to get you on at 10 o'clock hour tonight. I'm going to put you on hold just to make sure we have everything. We'll book you. That is great information, Tom. Really appreciate it, because you're giving listeners in Montgomery County and everywhere else the numbers and anticipation at that rate, and we're not going to stop, that maybe by 8 a.m. tomorrow, somewhere in that time frame, Montgomery County will have their total. That would be fine. I think that's a very reasonable operation.
Right. Yeah. I look forward to talking to you again later tonight.
All right, I'll put you on hold, Tom, just to make sure we have everything. Look, can't finish the lightning round today. Wouldn't be fair. Keep these answers for tomorrow. The Lightning Round is sponsored, though, by Cherry Hill Volvo, where they have the ample inventory of brand new and beautiful pre-owned Volvos. Enjoy the luxury experience you deserve. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, here's the game plan. Rich is there in Pittsburgh, McCormick headquarters, 3 until 7. And then we have Nick, Dawn, Jimmy Fallon, and Rich. And Mike Opelka. And then I'll be here. Dan will be quarterbacking from a couch somewhere, dutifully.
In my basement.
Yeah, in his basement. Okay. Henry, God knows where he'll be. He'll be quarterbacking, too. He's a backup quarterback, meaning he'll have a visor on tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll see if you have to tag him in.
I'll hold a clipboard.
That Dan can't. Yeah, hold that clipboard tonight. And we'll have Tom DiBello on. That was great information, Tom. Thank you so much. Gives us an idea of what's going to happen. All right, what's going to happen is a Trump win, not at 11 o'clock tonight, but sometime tomorrow, you're going to hear that, at least in Pennsylvania, and sometime nationally by tomorrow night. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.